After 27 years of hard and kind of boring work, I won the national lottery. It was a modest sum by national lottery standards, but it was enough. I changed my life. I resigned from my job. I became a painter. I worked all my life and I keep on working, but now I work as a painter. I work in the mornings and quit in the afternoons. I always went to the movies, but now I go in the afternoons. Sometimes I watch a movie, forget all about it, and then, as I eat soup, or as I shower, or as I check the mail, some little thing from the movie comes back, and I get a painting, an idea for a painting. My wife has moved back to her home country. She works in an office.
My son Pablo looks exactly like his grandfather. Sometimes we sit on the sofa or the front porch and I hear him tell me things. He'll talk, for example, about the number of Russians who died during the siege of Leningrad. And for a moment, I'm certain that it is my father talking through Pablo. Put a mustache on Pablo and he becomes my father. Put 90 pounds on Pablo and he becomes my father. Maybe it was early contact, I don't know. My father was there when Pablo was born, and Pablo was there when my father died on the kitchen floor one morning in 2013. My husband works abroad, an NGO, that morning in 2013. It was just me, my father, and Pablo. My father dying very calmly on the kitchen floor, me on one side of him, Pablo on the other. My father said to Pablo, "Make sure you eat bananas." And Pablo said, "Yes, abuelito. Always, always, always."
I won the lottery, but I keep things simple. What's better than a good sandwich, a glass of regular beer, a soccer game? I don't follow soccer, but I like it when it's on TV. The commentators, the crowds, the colors and energy. I bought really nice brushes and a hat that helps me think and create. I use really good paints. Some of these paints were used by giants. I'm not a giant, but I like to think of giants when I paint. I'm Lilliputian, but I like to summon the spirit of giants. What is most important, Paul Klee said, is to adapt yourself to the contents of the paint box. When you paint, nothing matters but paint.
2 days a week, I teach linguistics. One day a week, I do speech therapy with a child who stutters and lisps. The other days, I stay home. I write a book on speech therapy. I take satisfaction in speech therapy. I make lunch for Pablito. I go running in the park. I think about repairs to the house. I listen on the phone to my sister talk about her problems. I try to do Tai Chi. One day, some weeks after my father died, I came home and found a little girl in my house. She did not speak. We watched TV. I made her a sandwich. Then I went to the other room to call the police, and when I came back, she had disappeared. I'm certain she just went back home. When I was a little girl, I thought about running away, but I didn't do it. I was angry with my father.
When I was a little boy, I saw a UFO. I was with my father, just the two of us in a car on a long road, driving, driving, driving into the dusk. We never talked about it. Sometimes I paint the UFO. My memory is perfect. I use my favorite paints. It was really beautiful. Mysterious object looming in the twinkling, rose, blue, ebony vault. Colored lights in the dimming desert. There was a cow. It was no big deal.
I always liked to check the mail, ever since I was little. When I was little, I would sometimes use steam to open my parents' letters and then seal them again later. I saw this on TV. I was sneaky. No one suspected me. I would ask my father for the envelopes that came with mail from other countries, and I would examine the stamps, peeling them away from the paper very carefully. I still run to the mailbox every day. even though it's often empty and mostly boring. Sometimes I stand near the door waiting for the postman.
Since winning the lottery, I like to eat a lot of Japanese food. That's my idea of fancy. I like to order things without really knowing what they are. Sea urchin, fish eggs, octopus, eel. Things with no name that is not Japanese. When the food arrives, I close my eyes and I put it in my mouth and see what it makes me dream of. Sometimes I imagine living in Japan, in a place called Hokkaido. Mountains, falling snow, it's just something I like to imagine.
When I was a little girl, I saw a UFO. I was with my father, driving in the desert. We stopped as it hovered over our car. My father turned off the engine. We held hands. I crossed myself, thinking that this is what I'm supposed to do. Was the UFO God or the devil? After the UFO vanished, my father kissed my fingertips and started the engine, and we continued driving in silence. We never talked about it. It was probably the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. Colored lights in the endless desert sky, no sound. It was like an eclipse, something hidden, something revealed. Turning the world from positive to negative for 3 minutes, silently transforming everything in its reach. And then it was gone.
CITR101.9 FM.
Well, good day, and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch, right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Alksen, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. We started with a selection from Screen Door, a double vinyl album described as an original, tonally dynamic merging of atmospheric post-rock and intimate first-person narrative. It's the debut project from Applied Silence, a collaboration of Juno Award-winning musician-composer Stephen Lyons and multidisciplinary writer-director Jose Teodoro. There's going to be a special presentation to mark the release of Screen Door at Loeb, 713 East Hastings, on Tuesday, October 3rd, starting at 7. If you want to find out more, go to appliedsilence.ca or look for their page on Bandcamp. Also on Bandcamp is a new release from We Are Time Records. It's called We Are Time Mixtape, Volume 1, and it features tracks from about a dozen of their artists, including Tough Age, Bodega, Empanadas Illegales, and many more. We'll get as many of them as we can fit into the next hour for you, starting with this one. It's Chad Van Gallen and Sleeps in Ice.
Now it's the night. And now it's the night. In October of 2022, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society held its flagship event, the Strong Sessions, for the fifth time. All Strong Sessions feature a variety of musicians with disabilities, paired with established local artists and bands. Each month until September this year, BAMS will be releasing the performances from our 2022 show on the Reimagine Radio YouTube channel, where you can also find past Strong Sessions content. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
Are you looking for ways to be a part of the community through low-stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder. But if you take me in your arms, be
confident, I commit a character fraud. We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not doing this.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Welcome, Annie and Steve Joaquin.
Do tansi. Each a while, Israel.
Ahla sahla.
I'm at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
Jack Tunal. Tah Titan.
You are invited to volunteer for Swissessism Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself. Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm or visit the Swissessism Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Abolitionist Astrology from Discorder Magazine. Capricorn. Labor creates all wealth. In an unfair society, such as this one, you are either a worker or a parasite. Which one are you? And yes, I am including mental and creative labor in this. Don't get your panties in a bunch.
We'll be right back.
February 24th marks 1 year since Russian full-scale war against Ukraine and 9 years of Ukrainian resistance against Russian invasion and imperialism. 1 year full of unimaginable horror and extreme resiliency. We at the Ukrainian Student Union at the University of British Columbia would like you to remind that the war is not over. Ukrainians are still suffering. Please consider donating to the government organization United 24, launched by the President of Ukraine, as the main venue for collecting donations to cover the most pressing needs. Visit u24.gov.ua for more details. Glory to Ukraine.
Discover Noreen Braun's album Songs for Trees, dedicated to the forests and the spirits within the trees. As we fight climate change, trees are the lungs of the planet and we need to help them. Her jazz and blues are blended with rock and synthesized pop elements to create a textured and ambient soundtrack to nature. Songs for Trees is a narrative, with each song guiding us through a journey through the forest. A trip, literally and metaphorically, about the interconnectedness of all things. The Vancouver Sun names it one of five albums you need to hear. Find out more at noreenbraun.com.
The Evelyn Saller Center is recruiting volunteers to help design and implement relief initiatives for the downtown Eastside community. If you're looking to get experience relevant to your area of study while helping to support the homeless population of Vancouver, email us at esc.volunteerprogram@vancouver.ca or find our page on the City of Vancouver website under Evelyn Saller Center. Positions are flexible and designed to be convenient to students. Those with an interest in health, communications, or psychology are encouraged to apply.
Where do you go to cry? Where do you go to scream? Where do you go to sing at the top of your lungs and play instruments and be free? You can join UBC Cry Club. UBC Cry Club provides instruments and a judgment-free zone for people to let loose and be free using music as therapy. UBC Cry Club meets at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays at the Fraser River Parkade. For more information, go to M01E on Instagram. Looking for an album by a local artist where you can dance around to and cry to at the same time? Well, look no further. Once More With Feeling by Masank from Fanta Records is out now on all streaming platforms and can be purchased on Bandcamp. This is an album that has all the versatility you're looking for, from songs like Sober Most Nights to Note to Self, which is playing right now.
Harmonic hooligans, we're gonna be your three little music friends. Every second Thursday at 2 p.m., we're here for music time, CITR 101.9.
One hour of happy, happy, fun time music. Fridays at 12 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And unfortunately, we're all human. Except me, of course.
Start living. Start listening. From features through music to news. Reflecting your views, this is
CYPR's thing.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC.
Accelerated program.
Accelerated programming since 1937.
tried so hard to stand alone. I want you more than I would care to admit. I got us both into this mess. I'm sorry, things don't often go the way I planned. No.
On the Eclectic Lunch today, we heard from Applied Silence and all the artists appearing on We Are Time Mixtape Volume 1. Chad Van Gallen, Motorists, Bile Sister, Bodega, New Chance, Empanadas Illegales, Tough Age, Idle Ray, Casper and the Cookies, Body Breaks, Niles, and Aunt Bibby. Our theme music is by Ry Cooter, and this little ditty is by the great Neil Hefti. If there's something you'd like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archive at citr.ca, and remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Keep your dial set on CITR all afternoon. Prism Presents is up next, featuring many amazing poets, fiction, and nonfiction writers from the UBC Creative Writing Program. That's followed at 2 by Radio Art from Beppe Crespin, and as he's always been since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. We'll be back with more delightful morsels on the Eclectic Lunch next week at this same time. We now return you to regular programming.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The CM, the CIA, the